This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So how bad was it, Hurricane Milton? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
What we can say is the storm was significant, but thankfully this was not the worst case scenario. The storm did weaken before landfall.
The AP's Donna Warder takes us there.
Hurricane Milton slammed into Siesta Key, Florida Wednesday night as a Category 3 storm with winds of more than 110 miles per hour. Tampa was spared a direct hit, but forecasters say the situation in the Tampa area is still a major emergency. St. Petersburg has recorded more than 16 inches of rain and there are now flash flood warnings. Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team in St. Petersburg, appears badly damaged. The stadium's fabric-domed roof has been ripped to shreds by fierce winds. And St. Petersburg residents can no longer get water from their taps because of a water main break. The storm has knocked out power to homes and businesses. I'm Donna Warder.
At least four deaths are blamed on this storm. Hurricane Milton has now barreled into the Atlantic Ocean. President Biden's getting a little tired of hearing what he says are lies about the federal government's hurricane response.
They're saying that money needed for these crises are being diverted to migrants. What the heck are they talking about? Stop it. It's outrageous. It's just not true.
President Biden last night. Some good news on the economy. Inflation dropped last month to its lowest point since it began rising more than 3 years ago. But a separate report this morning says the number of Americans filing for unemployment last week jumped to its highest level in a year. That could be a sign of softness in the labor market, but some analysts think it may be due to those recent hurricanes. There's word this morning that those on Social Security will get a 2.5% cost of living increase in 2025. That's more than $50 a month on average, says the agency. This is AP News. An Israeli strike on a school sheltering the displaced in the Gaza Strip has killed dozens, say Palestinian medical officials.
The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital confirmed the toll from the strike in the central Gaza town of Deir al-Balah. The strike comes a day after Lisa Dalton, the finance director of the UN's Human Rights Office, spoke at the UN Security Council.
People are traumatized, hungry, digging with their bare hands in rubble for their loved ones. They're increasingly frustrated about the international community's failure to stop the hostilities.
Her comments came as an Israeli parliamentary committee approved a pair of bills that would ban the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees known as UNRWA from operating in Israeli territory. Philippe Lazzarini, the head of UNRWA, warned that if the legislation was adopted, humanitarian operations in Gaza and the West Bank may disintegrate, leaving hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in dire need. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.